What are some words that mean a stingy person?
A lot of them said it's stingy.
Yeah, well, what would you call him? So he certainly is a...
close.
Yeah, he's a close person. Close. You say he certainly is a close
person.
Suppose a person is wearing sort of funny looking clothes that you maybe don't like the look of. You would say, he really looks
awful, I'd say.
Well, not if he looks awful, but I mean, if they were just sort of funny looking, Maybe say like somebody who was there wearing real, real baggy pants and an old, dirty old shirt. What'd you say? He certainly looks
sloppy.
Would there be a different word if it were a woman instead of a man?
I don't think so.
What do you call it when a woman's wearing her best clothes? You might say, boy, she's really
dressed up.
What if it were a man? You say, boy, he's really.
I'd say he's really handsome.
But, you know, if he weren't really handsome, you know, but he's just
dressed up.
Okay. How would you talk about an old person? What would you say about him if he's real old, but he's real lively and gets around real well? You would say, he certainly is
spry.
You'd say that somebody who doesn't want to do any work and just doesn't have any ambition is
lazy.
And what would you call a bird that makes a hole in the tree trunk with a bill?
Woodpecker.
What do you call an insect that jumps around the grass? You thought I was talking about this.
Hoppergrass.
What do you call it when somebody or something just goes out of control? You know, you might say, the car skidded on ice and went
out of control.
Yeah, or if you wanted to make it really, really vivid, you might say, that car just went... Say like you were talking to me, and you had seen something like, maybe you had seen this wreck up at the road, and it just, this car was coming along real fast, and all of a sudden it just went,
wow.
Do you ever say, say that you had a box of beads. Okay, you have this handful of beads. Say somebody bumped into you and you dropped it on the floor. You'd say those beads went... just...
scattered.
Yeah, but you would say, well, those... if you were talking to me, how would you say that? You know what I mean? If you just dropped them, they were like peas or something. You drop some peas on the floor. You know how peas scatter. Mm-hmm. Now we drop one for you, and say, those peas just went.
I don't know, wild or something?
Yeah. Okay. Well, what about an explosion? You might say, like maybe a car. Or let's just say, I know. Alright, say you had a tank out here full of oil or something, and it exploded. Would you say the pieces went? You know, and all the pieces went, just they just scattered. You would say that the pieces went.
Wow.
Okay. What do you call an old, fallen down old house that evil spirits might live in?
A haunted house.